Hello and welcome to everyone. It is nice to be out of the heat, even if it's just one day a week. Speaking of the heat, about a month ago, my family and I took a trip to New Mexico, Carlsbad, New Mexico, to be exact. And during our vacation, we made a trip to the natural caverns there in Carlsbad. I have been there once before, and if anyone in here has not been, I would recommend going. Walking through the caverns and taking in on the unusual rock formations, I couldn't help thinking about God and how awesome His creation is. Just a little info on the park's Wikipedia page. Carlsbad Cavern National Park is an American national park in the Guadalupe Mountains of southeastern New Mexico. The primary attraction of the park is the Show Cave, Carlsbad Cavern. Visitors to the cave can hike in on their own via a natural entrance or take the elevator from the visitor center. The natural entrance is the way to go, as long as you're not afraid of heights. In 1898, a teenager named Jim White first explored the caverns. He would rappel down into the caverns with a homemade wire ladder. He named many of the rooms, including the Big Room, New Mexico Room, King's Palace, Queen's Chamber, Papoose Room, and the Green Lake Room. He also named many of the cave's more prominent formations, such as the Totem Pole, Witch's Finger, Giant Dome, Bottomless Pit, Fairyland, Iceberg Rock, Temple of the Sun, and Rock of Ages. Until 1932, visitors to the cavern had to walk down a switchback ramp, which took them 750 feet below the surface. And the walk back up was definitely tiring for most people. So in 1932, the National Park opened up a large visitor center building that contained two elevators that would take the visitors out of the caverns. We took the elevators. We didn't climb all the way back up. Carlsbad Cavern includes a large limestone chamber. This is known as the Big Room, which is almost 4,000 feet long, 625 feet wide, 255 feet high at the highest point. The Big Room is the largest chamber in North America and is the 31st largest in the world. I'd like to start with Psalms 95:3. In Psalms 95, verse 3, "For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth." Makes you think of the bottomless pit. "The heights of the hills are also His also. The sea is His, for He made it. And His hands form the dry land." As we descend down into the cavern and seeing all the natural formations all around us, I can't stop thinking on how amazing all these structures are. God made the physical properties that gave these minerals the ability to make all the crazy shapes that were down in the caverns. And not only on the ground, but as you're walking, you look up into the ceiling and you can see all the stalactites hanging down. And as they're making their way down, it looks, and you're looking up, it looks like a forest of rock. It's crazy to see. And I recommend going if you haven't been. And as I'm walking through and taking it all in, makes me wonder how people can see all the beautiful things that are on our planet and still not believe in our Creator. God made all the wonders on the earth for us. They are there for us to find and to look at in amazement and know that He is able to make great things. Just speculation on my part, but I feel the Bible, like the earth, has its own discoveries, and that those discoveries can only be revealed to us if we look at them with the mindset that the Bible is based on God's truth. People say that they need evidence and proof to believe in God, which is fair enough, but the evidence is there. People are just blind for now, but the evidence is all around. Jesus walked on the earth for 33 years in the flesh and taught and healed amongst others. And still people did not see him for what he was. I believe if you're really searching for God and you open your mind to the correct teachings, you'll begin to see him. In Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. But yet people want to believe in evolution or some alien being for the means of that explains our existence. From time to time, not making a pun, but I watch this guy's YouTube channel where he repairs watches. He takes apart high-end and sometimes some not high-end watches as a hobby. The watches get completely disassembled and cleaned, and he gives the watch a service, as he calls it. The size of these screws and gears that go into these watch movements is just amazing. He must use a magnifying glass and sometimes a microscope to work on these watches. And just the fact that someone can make such a small metal piece with such tight tolerances that they have to be meshed together and they have to work together. He took apart one watch and it wouldn't run, and all it was a piece of lint that got stuck in there and it wouldn't let anything run. And that's the only thing that was wrong with it. And if I told you that these minuscule watch components all came together on their own and fit together with such precision, just by chance, you'd call me crazy. So why do people look at God's creation and say that it all came to being just by chance? The molecules and atoms that make up our cells in our body are by far way more advanced than any watch. It says in John 1:3 that all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. God created all things. Without him, nothing could have been made. Simple as that. And if this scripture isn't true, we just need to pack it up and go home. But it is true. And more people today than at any time in our past don't want to believe in the Bible. They don't want to have to answer to someone or to be regulated by some set of moral rules. But there is one thing that the people in this world can agree on and they believe in, and that's the human Trinity. Me, myself, and I. There are many beautiful physical features on the planet. Most can be seen just by walking around on the surface. Others are locked away many feet under rock and sediment. Many discoveries that God has made haven't even been found yet. Here's an excerpt from the National Geographic website about the oceans. Despite its size and impact on the lives of every organism on Earth, the ocean remains a mystery. More than 80% of the ocean has never been mapped, explored, or even seen by humans. 80%. And get this. A far greater percentage of the surface of the moon and the planet Mars has been mapped and studied than our own ocean floor. So who knows what's down there? Like most of the oceans on earth, the scriptures are a mystery to most people. But one day, everyone will see and know God, and they will have the opportunity to follow him. To have their minds open to the discoveries of the scriptures. We are very blessed to already know the meaning of the scriptures. And by faith, we know that God created the universe and all the animals on the planet, and of course, us, to rule over them. Just like it is mentioned in Hebrews 11, faith is the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we see the evidence. Last scripture is Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. God created all things. The air molecules we breathe, every animal that has and is living on the earth, to us. And one day we will be into his spiritual family. But all these things just did not come together by chance, by a bunch of random happenstances over millions of years. Just like the watchmaker had to craft every little piece of metal gear and screw that went into that watch with such precision, so that watch movement can keep perfect time for years. God has crafted this universe and everything in it with the same perfection. We are blessed to know God and that he is the true creator. And we are blessed to know that he created a perfect plan for us to be in his family.